Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting 7th. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue bunts towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Hall throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Whitfield trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Colavito goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alce fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cosco takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gonzalez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alce is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Alce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alce fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Luis Tiant now pitching. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Andy Kosko. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Del Crandall pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing left field. Lee Stang now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Steve Hargan now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Mincher moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mincher scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gonzalez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.